Planeta bolilor rare.
I am Dan Alexandru, and today at the Planet of Rare Diseases, we will talk about an important event for the rare diseases, which took place on Monday and Tuesday in Malta as a parallel session to the informal meeting of EU health ministers in Pope's Room at Grand Master's Palace of Valletta in Malta. The first day was dedicated to integrating research and healthcare for rare diseases, a structured cooperation with high community added value. Rare diseases is an area in the health sector that brings about significant innovation and advances by enhancing access to novel and highly specialized services, medicines, and technologies, but also faces a number of challenges. Stakeholders in the field have recognized that this is an area with high European added value, in which the most effective strategies are cross-border and EU-wide with an international perspective. Since the adoption of the Regulation on Orphan Medicinal Products in 1999, significant advances in research have been made, strengthened 10 years later by the Commission Communication on Rare Diseases and the Council Recommendation on an Action in the Field of Rare Diseases that promoted comprehensive policies at the European Union and national level to improve care and research for rare diseases. The Cross-Border Healthcare Directive included specific provisions on rare diseases and provided the legal ground for the development of European reference networks. At the end of 2016, announcement of 23 European reference networks is a stand at a point in history. By connecting patients, experts, and hospitals, ERNs will have a radical impact on the provision of care for patients with rare diseases and on the development of research over the next decade. There is a major interest for collaboration between rare disease researchers in Europe and beyond. All efforts employed until now demonstrated that managing of rare diseases research in a coordinated way is clearly possible and very much needed. The drivers of innovative health technologies appear in new science, new technologies, and new processes like medicines, medical devices, imaging, data collection and management, and patient engagement. They provide huge opportunities to improve patient health outcomes, but they come with challenges in affordability and sustainability. In the specific context of the introduction of omics into care practice on one hand and of the ongoing structuring of rare diseases care centers in European reference networks on the other hand, it is crucial to move one step further to maximize the potential of already existing tools, programs, and projects by adapting them, scaling them up, and integrating them under the same umbrella to create a sustainable ecosystem of knowledge generation, allowing a virtuous circle between rare diseases care research and medical innovation. We invite you to listen to the introduction of the meeting made by the representatives of the Ministry of Health and Dr. Helena Dalli, Minister for Social Dialogue, Consumer Affairs and Civil Rights within the Maltese government.
Honourable Minister, distinguished guests, colleagues and friends. It is a great pleasure that I stand before you today welcoming to the session on rare diseases, which brings together patients, and policymakers from all over Europe. As I look across this common importance, it is important my understanding of how important strong and effective collaborations are to eradicate all diseases, especially where only a relatively small amount of people are affected. There are many lessons that we can draw from our past successes and failures, and this is why it is also highly encouraging to see the enthusiasm of such illustrious experts from such a diverse spectrum coming together to share their thoughts. I'm also pleased to see patient representatives who work with people suffering from these diseases on a daily basis. These people provide the best resources to enable us to find the best ways to fight the disease. At the Ministry for Health, we strive to meet the healthcare needs of all the patients who seek our services. Meeting the needs of patients with rare diseases often presents additional challenges. When we speak of rare diseases, we might be led to think that only a few patients are affected. But when one considers the number of different rare diseases that have been described, the patient population runs into thousands. It is estimated that in Malta alone, up to 30,000 patients suffer from rare diseases and have to refrain from treating patients as mere statistical figures. We have to keep in mind that these diseases not only affect individual patients in a unique way, but also have an impact on the lives of their family members and caregivers. Therefore, our aim is to ensure early diagnosis to preserve and enhance the patient's quality of life by improved access to healthcare. In order to ensure this, an initiative undertaken by the Ministry for Health was the introduction of a national rare disease register, in which all medical doctors may register a patient who has an online call. Up to date, around 3,000 persons suffering from rare diseases have been reviewed, which represents approximately 10% of the estimated global rare disease population. This register is making it easier to trace rare conditions and diseases in such a small country, was launched after the collaboration with the National Alliance for Rare Diseases, Malta, which was founded by the Marigold Foundation under the headship of Mrs. Michelle Scott, spouse of the Prime Minister of Malta. The National Alliance also works closely with Europe's Rare Diseases Union, which promotes the cause of rare diseases on a European level. I am delighted that representatives from this organization will be addressing you, and I believe that the next target will be to raise the agenda of rare diseases onto the United Nations platform. The Maltese presidency of the European Council put rare diseases high on its agenda, and that is why we are here today. One of the priorities will be establishing of the European reference networks. Centers specializing in rare diseases will be set up to fund research on the subject with the aim of finding cures. These centers will provide help to patients suffering from rare diseases, particularly in small nations like Malta, where a patient may be the only one suffering from a particular condition. This session was made possible by a collaboration with the National Alliance for Rare Diseases Malta, the Ministry for Health, and the Ministry for Social Dialogue, Consumer Affairs, and Civil Liberties within the government of Malta. This confirms our inter-ministerial commitment to continue raising this matter on European forums. The European Commission is already involved in the area of rare diseases, for instance, by supporting the International Rare Disease Consortium and part of funding the Orphan.net online platform. Later on during the day, we will have the opportunity to learn more about the contribution of the European Commission through presentations by its representatives. The way forward to face challenges posed by rare diseases is to ensure a better synergy between public, private, and non-governmental organizations. This cooperation may maximize the efforts and commitments to advance in the field. Hence my satisfaction to welcome here today an array of speakers hailing from different countries and representing the different interests in the field, working on both a local level within different EU member states, as well as working on a European level. I believe that it is imperative to involve regulatory authorities and pharmaceutical industry as equal stakeholders in order to incentivize the development of orphan drugs, particularly in an age when we talk about personalized medicine, tailor-made to the patient's unique genetic makeup. I would like to conclude this short intervention by thanking Mr. Scott for her continued support for this noble cause. I'd also like to thank Honourable Minister for Health, Dr. Fisburn, and the Honourable Minister for Social Dialogue, Consumer Affairs and Civil Liberties, Dr. Ellen Lant, for the understanding of our requirements for providing the necessary resources for our work. I personally look forward to helping you and continue working with you all. Thank you very much.
Patients are numerous. One rare disease may affect only a handful of patients in the European Union, and another may touch as many as a quarter of a million. In the EU, as many as 30 million people may be affected by one of over 6,000 existing rare diseases. There are some 25,000 patients in Malta with around 8,000 types of rare diseases between them. The National Alliance for Rare Diseases supports Malta advocates for all rare disease patients. This alliance is privileged to have Mrs. Michelle Muscat, spouse of the Prime Minister, as its chairperson, because in Mrs. Muscat, they found a heart and a mind dedicated to this important cause. But not only, Mrs. Mustafa empathizes with each and everyone with such a condition comes to them. In such situations, it is not always possible to find an adequate medicinal chemical to assist in the problem, but quality of life can be improved through support and collaboration. It is no coincidence that Mrs. Muscat is also the honorary patron of the European Organization for Rare Diseases. The Water Medicines Authority, which works under my portfolio, is during this presidency hosting 22 meetings concerned with accessibility to medicines of good quality, safety, and efficacy. note that the Committee for Orphan Medicinal Products is meeting the same building as a signal that this committee is fully conscious that rare diseases require the full support of this committee, because the number of medicines used in these cases are real-life orphan medicinal products. This meeting is meant to raise the rare disease issue at the Maltese Presidency, and this is why it is being held concurrently with the informal meeting of health ministers under the same roof of this historical palace of the Grand Master. I am also pleased to note the participation of the Innovative Medicines Initiative, because rare diseases require medicines which really need to involve innovative science.
I am Dan Alexandro, and I thank you for listening to Radio Noro's Planet of Rare Diseases show. I hope we will see you again next week.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.